All right, we're back at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas for another episode of Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dylan Chavarri.
Hey, Billy boy.
And we are also joined this week by writer and village idiot Jared Borislow.
A.K.A. J-Bone.
Or Borislow. Or Boring Slow.
He insists on going by J-Bone.
They call me J-Bone now.
A.K.A. J-Bone.
And he's pitching a new segment called The Bone Zone.
You'll know all about the Bone Zone soon enough, but can we first talk about how I just got verified? Because I didn't get any fanfare
about
that.
Dude, no. No one cares.
Well.
And you're messing up the whole, you're messing up the football podcast intro.
Hey, Micah, someone on Twitter, producer Micah I'm talking to, said, show us video evidence of producer Micah. No one thinks you're a real human being.
Yeah, there are listeners who think that we have made you up and you are.
I respect. Hold on, he's holding the mic. Should we even let him talk and keep the gig up?
I kind of like that people think he's not real.
He is very real, but you just have to take our word for it. He put the mic down.
Anyway, here on Backdoor Cover every week, we talk college football, sports betting, and shopping for the fleshlight that's right for you.
We never actually get to those topics, by the way.
No, we do.
One day.
No, we do.
Oh.
I don't know. You're just not in the room, I guess.
Okay.
But this week in the at TFM Tailgate contest on Instagram. The handle is at TFM Tailgate on Instagram. It's where all of our pictures and videos that you guys send us from tailgates around the country get put up. Whoever gets the most likes every week gets sent a prize. This week's winner was at Sweet Caroline with two E's and an underscore at the end.
Is she hot?
From University of Maryland. It's a picture of her making out with another chick. I'm not sure which one she is, but
they're both hot. Just tell me they're both hot.
They're both so hot. Anyway, she won. Shouts to her, and I hope she enjoys the random secret prize we're sending.
Could be J-Bone's underwear.
But anyway, send us pictures every week to at TFM Tailgate on Instagram. You can just DM us photos and then email us videos to tfmtailgate@totalfrymove.com so that we can actually put them up.
Do you have any like secret hint about what the prize is going to be?
No,
No one knows
what it is except the person who gets it in the mail, and that's kind of the fun of it.
How does that work? Who boxes it up?
Me.
Are you blindfolded?
No, I know, and so does the person who gets it in the mail.
These are random updates.
No one
else
knows. It's sometimes it's from
that one dude.
That one dude got my putter.
It's kind of fun.
I don't know if he's a listener anymore. I haven't heard from him since. He might have been super disappointed. But let's talk about news. Let's talk about what happened this weekend in college football.
Okay, let's do it.
The first thing, the clock struck midnight on Tennessee.
Wait, what's the name of this segment?
It's called News.
Oh, this is just news. The Bone Zone is later.
Oh.
No. This is just news.
I thought this was the Bone Zone.
Oh, no. You'll know when it's the Bone Zone. Trust me.
No, we spent a while coming up with the segment name for this. It's just news.
Okay.
Yeah, Tennessee.
How wild was that?
That game was fucking great.
Forced fumble as they were about to put the game away.
Dude.
Do you guys think that's a good rule?
No, it's a terrible... Well, I mean, okay, but...
Because it's so momentum changing, that's why I like it so much.
But it's...
They're about to be up 14 with a minute to go.
Right.
And
the game's
sudden,
over.
All of a sudden,
the game's about to be
7-0,
over.
Or they're down 7 with the ball.
Okay, it's an exciting rule. It makes for, like, a much more fun, ridiculous scenario. But... It makes no fucking sense.
What should the rule be? They get the ball right there? Like, that's downed right there, or what?
No, that's a great rule.
It's a forced fumble.
I don't know.
Okay, do you guys remember Don Beebe?
You're penalized.
No.
The wide receiver who...
Yeah.
Was he on Buffalo or Green Bay at the time?
I don't know.
He was on Buffalo at the time, yeah. And it was in the Super Bowl, right? And he was... The other team got, like, the intercepted or picked up a fumble.
Oh, Leon Lett.
Yeah, it was Leon Lett.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to get in the end zone, and Don Beebe runs across the entire field and punches it out, and it gets it to be a touchback.
Yeah, so that rule applies in the NFL as well?
Yeah. And so he gets fan mail now, and he has like his whole life.
Because he ruined...
Because he completely stopped Leon Lett. Because he was being cocky. He like didn't know BB was there because he can't see him. And then
we're watching the video now.
Right
now. I know you guys can't see
him. Bitch. Oh, so he's holding the ball out, too.
Yeah.
That's so Cowboys.
Dude, Don Beebe.
I like the rule.
This is the greatest moment in white football player history.
Can we even explain to our listeners which rule we're talking about? You force a fumble that rolls through the end zone. When the guy's about to score.
It's a touchback for you. As a defense.
You get the ball.
Yeah.
I think it's a great rule.
It is. I like it a lot.
I mean, it made that game a fuckload more interesting. But it's crazy to me that, like, if it was a basketball player that didn't have the wherewithal or the like the knowledge, all you had to do is hit a knee or slide, do anything but what he did, and the game was over. He did not need to score. He did not. The clock. They had no more timeouts. All he had to do was fucking dot.
Are you like, trying to tell me that if you get the ball in that situation and you had,
dude,
a,
no, but if you got to at least be looking back over your shoulder.
And you see nothing but end zone, you're not going for the touchdown. Is that you're trying
but
to tell
me?
Then
you better be damn sure there's nobody right behind you is what I'm saying.
He wasn't doing what Leon Lett did where he was like,
oh,
showboating.
No,
he was,
I know.
He had the ball tucked. Like, he was
he
doing
got,
it by the
and
book.
He got punched.
That was awesome.
It was
heads
a great
up,
play
heads up
defensively,
defense, you know.
But it's just—it's nuts to me that
you don't take it. You don't take it. That's crazy talk. You're, not, you're wrong.
I'm not saying
they're only up seven. This would have put the game away. You have to. You go
I'm not saying
score.
I would have done it. I probably would have done a front flip or something.
I'm saying that's bad. I'm saying that's a bad. Tip.
Yeah, because if you have the ball in motion like during
then
the front flip, they're not going to get it out of you.
Out.
Yeah, because they don't know which direction to punch it to get
or
it out
like
of your hands.
Or like a cartwheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But don't just run straight like an idiot.
Yeah.
Come on, rookie mistake.
You know, that's the fastest way to get between 2 points, though. J-Bone?
Is this
yeah,
straight
or
line.
If you put the ball between your legs, and if they go for it and miss, and they touch your dick, you can call them gay.
Well, that's just anti... Oh, God. That's just homophobic rhetoric.
Is it too soon to cut J-Bone's mic? Can we just turn it off for about 5 minutes?
Well, then you'll never get to the bone zone.
God. Just
okay.
J-Bone.
The other game we talked about was the game that didn't happen, which is Florida-LSU, because of the Hurricane Matthew.
Which ended up being a letdown, right? We talked about the hurricane pretty much the entire Thursday podcast.
Okay.
We talked about it the whole 45 minutes, and then it didn't even do anything.
The child in me wants to make light of the situation, but Haiti got devastated.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can go there.
This is America.
But Haiti, there's people.
Dude, poor Haiti.
They lost
every time there's a fucking tropical storm or a hurricane, Haiti gets wrecked.
Haiti got flattened, basically.
We need to fly everyone off of that island and move them to, like...
The Astrodome.
Or Europe.
Yeah.
Europe. The Europeans, they can deal with it.
Yeah, they got...
So you're suggesting that America go in, take the Haitis out of Haiti, and ship them off to Europe.
They're called Haitians.
Just for safety
They're
reasons?
Not called Haitis. They're Haitians, J-Bone, you fucking uneducated
Well, you're
prick.
A hater.
Oh my God,
that's a classic J-Bone, right?
But
there.
Yeah, dude, it is. It sucks that we. I'm still gonna make jokes about.
I'm
the
disappointed
hurricane.
That we didn't get hit. We didn't get hit harder.
Yeah, I wanted to see some stuff.
If I'm being like totally candid right now.
Yep, it's a bummer.
Yeah,
it's a bummer. And they canceled that game, and
because we're in Austin, we were safe. You know?
Well, I like seeing footage of like
people kayaking in the streets. Me too.
Well, those are great too, but also. Like the weather reporter who's out on the street attempting to do the story while like 97 mile an hour winds blow her like across the fucking street. That's what I want. I like those. Those please me.
Anyway, the reason we brought this up, this game, because LSU offered to have the game, to host the game in Baton Rouge, and Florida declined.
Well, yeah.
Which, and people are calling them like, you know.
Ooh, sneaky move there, LSU. Hey, we'll have the game back in our fucking dome.
Yeah, like,
they offer to like put them up in hotels and do and give tickets to
but
gay fans
still,
and
then you're getting a home game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm Florida,
I have
I'd
no
stick
problem
a middle
with,
finger
with Florida declining.
Yeah,
no,
not at all. Yeah. Fuck that.
That's
dude.
A huge recruiting game for them, too. They get all these recruits there to watch a game at home and like see them kick their ass.
So what happens now?
Tank. Yeah.
What happens now?
They're rescheduling. They're gonna see if they can cancel their FCS games that they have because they're pussies and they scheduled those late in the season. Unlike glorious Big Ten teams who never do such a thing.
Oh my God.
Okay, I don't care what you're saying right now. I do not care.
Other big news from the weekend: Colorado Buffs are Colorado Buffs
are undefeated.
Remain undefeated against the spread.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
Sco Buffs.
Sco Buffs. Which is, I mean, dude. I haven't bet on them a single time.
By the way,
I need to be throwing money at Colorado every week.
This is usually where Dan would talk about his Buffs. But Dan is currently swimming with great white. Where is he?
South Africa.
Swimming with great white sharks in South Africa.
Without a cage.
Which is
free diving.
Dangerous, to say the least.
They have you tethered into the boat with some sort of steel cable, but you're actually like free.
He's wearing that chain mesh, though, that's supposed to protect you against a shark bite.
Like that knights wore in the medieval times when they were sword fighting.
But the problem is, if your like flotation device they give you goes out, you just sink right to the bottom.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah. I hope Dan doesn't sink to the bottom. I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, shouts to Dan out there
be
swimming
safe,
with
man.
The
don't let the sharks get you
with the great whites.
Watch out for the flotation device
in his chainmail.
Don't let anybody chum it up before you jump in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think it's important that everybody, from here on out, if you listen to this podcast, you need to be placing a hefty, life-ruining, possibly, wager on Colorado every weekend. And let's just all ride through this together and see what happens.
Ride her till she bucks you. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And that kind of, that works for the Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Buffaloes could buck.
You can ride a buffalo, I'm sure.
Sure. Why not?
Speaking of livestock, large animals, I almost died over the weekend.
Tell us how you almost died.
You want to hear the story, really?
Yes.
So out at our family ranch, we have 10 quarter horses. Great
couldn't,
animals.
Couldn't
what
afford,
the fuck is a quarter
you
horse?
You couldn't afford the full one?
It's a racing horse. It's a standard
J-Bone
horse.
Just got your ass.
It's what you see. I didn't get boned.
You got fucking boned.
I didn't get boned.
I just boned you.
Okay, so out at our ranch, great place. These horses, I've been around a ton of times. I was walking my dog out at the ranch along this trail.
Can I stop you real quick and ask you a question? Why is it necessary to walk your dog on the ranch? Just let it roam free.
I'll tell you. My dog is a bloodhound, and bloodhounds are tracking dogs. And if I let my bloodhound out, her name is Mia. Shouts to Mia. I know you're listening. Mia will find a scent, and she will track it.
To eternity. Okay.
And so until she her heart gets
that's
out.
That's a valid reason. I just had that question. Yeah. Thank you for answering
Great
it.
Question. Anyway, I'm walking Mia along this trail, and we walk by a horse who's just kind of off by itself eating grass.
A loner horse.
The horse looks at us and casually, slowly starts to walk toward us. No big deal. I respect you. You're a large animal. I'm just going to walk the other way, and you can do your thing. You keep eating your grass.
Just a bovine.
No, that's a cow. That would be a cow.
It's the second time you've called cows horses today.
I don't know what the...
Son of a bitch.
I don't know what the species name is.
Whatever, sorry.
Earlier, yeah, whatever.
Ignore me.
Okay. Starts walking toward us. I'm like, all right, whatever. Do your thing. Well, we're going to walk back toward the house. The horse then starts to trot right at us. And at this point, the horse is probably 50 feet from us. And so she starts to trot. And so I'm like, okay, we better jog. She's going to catch up with us. I don't know what she's going to do. It's just a horse. They're not aggressive, typically. So we start to jog. And when we do that, she starts to run a little bit faster. And right when this happens...
She's getting a gallop going.
She starts to gallop.
In her stride.
Right when this happens, the 9 other horses on her property, so 10 in total, start to join in. And they start jogging at us. This freaks me out. And so I'm running on the trail at this point. I start zigging, and then I start zagging. And the horses...
That's a better move.
The horses are... Zag. They're following my every move. And I start to fucking panic, okay?
Well, yeah.
Panic.
You're being attacked by a gang of horses.
Imagine getting stomped out by a bunch of horses. Like, they could kill me if they wanted to, right?
It's a wild horse gang.
So I start to... At this point, we're about a quarter of a mile from the house at this point. I start to sprint away from them. I go toward the fence line of our property, and they follow me over there.
Full sprint, fast as you can run.
As fast as I can possibly run.
Running for your life.
My dog freaks out, escapes her collar, runs off. I can't worry about her at this point. I take care of myself.
She's not worried about you either, apparently. Yeah.
She's not worried about me. I need to survive this horse attack. So they're charging at me. I go toward the fence line. They're bearing down on me. They come at me. They're kind of like a little, kind of surrounding me at this point and just sprinting. Not sprint. It's not on a full gallop, but they're running directly at me. I don't know what they're going to do. So the only way I can escape, or I think to escape, is there is a patch of large brush near us that's full of cactus. And my thinking is if I jump through there, the horses are not going to follow me through this cactus. So that's what I did. I jumped through a bunch of cactus, all stuck in my leg.
And they just look at you like you're an idiot.
And they stop. Thankfully, they stopped coming at me. And I sprint back to the house. I sprint the whole way. It's a quarter mile, like I said. And we have a mule, which is, you know, a motorized cart, basically.
Right. I know.
Hop
like
in the mule.
Like a golf cart.
I don't have time to run inside and tell my family what just happened. I have to go find my dog. So I get in there. I drive back on the trail. And luckily, my dog is next to the trail, just panting. Like, her heart's racing. She's like, fucking save me. So I just throw her in, and we drive back to the house. I go inside. I tell my mom what happened. She just starts hysterically bawling her eyes out. She thought I was going to die. And
what is scarier, getting chased by 10 quarter horses or 2.5 regular horses?
Also, I'd just like to correct myself. They're equine, not bovine.
Ah. Equine.
And 20 people die from horse attacks each year.
Is that right?
People don't know this, but...
Oh, shit.
Gangs of horses, man. You don't want to be on the wrong end of that fight.
So people do actually die from horse attacks?
Well, it's...
That's news to me.
Not from horse attacks, but like getting kicked, you know, how they, you know, kick people and shit.
I don't know if you knew this, but donkeys are often kept in fields to protect against coyotes.
Right.
Because they stomp them out is what they do.
Donkeys?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of house people who live in rural areas, they'll keep a donkey there around the house because they will kill an approaching coyote.
Well, they also fuck the donkey, right?
J-Bone, take this seriously, man.
This is a serious podcast
about farm life. They will stomp them out.
And so a horse is a bigger version of that animal.
Yeah.
And they're strong. And if they pop me once on the head with those big-ass hoof, I would have been down for the count. They would have stomped my brains out. That's not funny, J-Bone.
I feel like we should explain. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who are listening that tuned in for college football gambling advice. And I just want to say, we have transitioned from that market to farm and ranch life because we weren't having too much success. So this is the new thing we're going to talk about twice
a week. Yeah, and so now it's time for the farm and wildlife bone zone, fucking donkeys.
Remember, I had to explain to y'all what a mule was because nobody knew. Do you know what a mule is?
A mule is some sort of animal that looks like a horse, but for pussies.
So you've gone completely off the rails.
Me?
A mule's a half horse, half donkey.
Oh.
You're just yelling out the F word and the P word. We're never going to get sponsors because of J-Bone.
Anyway, I'm still alive, guys, and y'all should be thankful.
I guess I'm thankful.
I could take it or leave
it. Let's get back to football.
Let's talk about the pick 'em pool since now we've had a life or death horse attack story out of nowhere. Carl A., still the overall leader. What a fucking shocker. This dude's been in the lead for like 5 weeks, which I think is the entire season.
Can we take this kid out?
And I'm still right behind. Wait, no, I'm in third now. I'm 3 points behind Carl A. Dan, who's now in South Africa, is in fourth place, and Dylan is at 39. Jared, J-Bone, are you even in this?
So here's what happens. I did the first one, and I get the emails every week that tell me to do it.
A simple no would suffice.
Well, no, I'm actively not doing it. Because I don't want to...
embarrass yourself?
I don't want to... Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This week's winner was Colin H. His team name is Put My Ditka In You.
Get it?
Ha! Sex jokes.
You get it, J-Bone?
Puns.
I get it. I like that. I like that sense of humor.
Colin went 11-3 and won straight up. It was the first time this season that we did not have a tie. So shouts to Colin. We're going to get you your... $50 Man Outfitters gift card if you email us at backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com.
You know who you should buy with that if I was Colin?
What would you buy with that if you were Colin?
Man Outfitters branded fall line of their button-downs. They're sharp, man.
Are they sexy?
They're sexy. I just walked past them out here in the main room. They're sexy.
Hot.
J-Bone could even get laid in one of those
hot
things.
Threads.
You think so?
And that's saying, that's a mouthful.
It's going to be a mouthful for her.
Oh, shit.
J-Bone!
Why?
Oh, God.
Why is there... Oh, God. Go to foxsports.com, find the college pick 'em page, and search backdoor cover, or search TFM. I don't even think if you search backdoor cover, it works. You have to search TFM, and get in the backdoor cover college pick 'em pool. Every week, the winner gets a prize, and then whoever wins for the season is going to get a giant, crazy prize.
What's that one going to be?
Jared, shut up.
Wait, what's my name?
You can go J-Bone. You can go to twitter.com/backdoorcover. The pick'em pool is pinned to the top of that page. It makes it super easy to find. Get in there and make your picks and play with us this weekend.
I hope Dan brings us back some shark tooth necklaces.
Yeah. Or like some saltwater taffy.
I'm going to be real. I'm more of a...
He's not going to the carnival, man.
That's a good thing at gift shops at airports.
I'm more of a puka shell guy.
Yeah, I figured that.
I wore puka shells a lot as a kid.
I figured that.
What else do they have? Vuvuzelas in South Africa?
Yeah, they do. Those things are not annoying.
Yeah.
Man, that World Cup sucked.
It was so bad.
Holy shit. It sounds like a killer bee horde attacking every game. All right, real quick, we need to talk to you about the boatload of money you can make this weekend betting at mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They've got in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after kickoff.
Did I tell you I got in the game?
Yeah.
I'm officially gambling now.
So you're back,
my bookie.
You're back on the wagon.
I'm on the wagon.
With my bookie.
$100 deposit, and I'm in the game.
Good.
I placed my first wager on my lock of the week last week, which was Texas plus 11.5. I'm
$25. Cash.
I'm $25 richer.
Cha-ching.
How you feel about that?
Join now, mybookie.ag, and they will match your first deposit with a 100% bonus. So if you put in $500, they'll match it with another $500. 500 plus 500 is what, J-Bone?
It's
$1,000.
Yeah.
Use the promo code BACKDOOR, one word, when you sign up to activate that offer. Again, they give you a 100% bonus with your first deposit. MyBookie.ag today, or call 844-900-BETS, as in bets.
It's a really clean, user-friendly website.
It
too,
is. It's
I
fantastic.
Appreciate.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's sharp.
You easy play, up, you win, you get paid.
Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today. Tell them J-Bone sent you.
There's no way to like actually drop that in, I don't think.
Well, tell them anyways.
Okay.
Tell them J-Bone sent you.
Just talk at your computer screen. Tell J-Bone sent me.
Let's toss it to the other podcast.
No.
Tell them J-Bone sent you.
Toss this, J-Bone.
All right, I got it. Shut the fuck up, Jay. Oh, fuck.
God damn.
No. We got to do these earlier in the day. All right, now let's hear a word from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hi, it's David, and I've got 30 seconds to tell you why you should listen to the Touching Base podcast. You know what I love? I love college football.
I do too, Dave.
Dylan loves it too. He's the co-host of the Backdoor Cover College Football podcast that you're listening to. And you know who else likes college football? It's Will.
That is me. I do like college football.
We got 15 seconds.
Let's
to
talk
tell
about
him.
Touching base, though.
Oh, yeah.
We want to touch your base. Listen to us. We talk about everything. Nothing's
golf.
Off limits.
Golf, fashion, television, everything.
No, like, holds barred.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But that's not like say. Boring sex, like hot sex.
Yeah, like drunk. I just got home from the bar.
Yeah, and did drugs. Don't do drugs, though. Touch base with us. Thanks. Find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe. 5 stars. Party.
What's up, gambling degenerates?
Hey, you guys like sports, right? Awesome. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast about business, and you know what? Business is a sport. Everybody knows that. My name's Dave. That was Joe. We got Madison here. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Go for the win.
Yeah. Take it to the paint, to the hole, in the end zone. That's what I meant. Fuck.
You're going to lose a lot of money this season, and you need to do extra business to make up for that.
Yeah, and the only way you can learn how to do business is by listening to our podcast, subscribing on iTunes. It's Stu's Doing Business. Joe, thanks for that soft toss earlier.
Business.
Indeed.
All right, now we're going to get into our gambling recap segment where we go back over the games that we picked last week. First one was number 9, Tennessee at number 8, Texas A&M, where A&M was favored by 6.5. And they won 45-38 in that thriller that we discussed earlier. A real nail-biter.
That was an awesome game.
Yeah.
I picked it correctly.
I did, too.
As did you.
J-Bone wasn't here. Nobody cares.
Dan took an L. It's okay. He's winning right now.
Aaron Barrett, noted Washington Nationals picker, was our guest last week. Aaron Barrett. Shouts to Aaron.
Picker and pitcher. Yeah.
Pee-pee. He picked A&M too, so we all won. Good for us. Number 25, Virginia Tech at number 17, North Carolina, was our next game. UNC was favored by 1.5, and they got the living fuck kicked out of them. 34-3.
The living fuck.
Dylan, you kicked Virginia Tech. I picked UNC like an idiot, and Aaron followed me like an idiot.
Aaron wasn't so great on this.
Who's Mitch T?
He's their quarterback, I believe, or
Aaron
running back.
Aaron picked him for the Heisman.
Aaron's dark horse for Heisman, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Number 21, Colorado at USC was the next game. USC was favored by 4.5, and they won by 4, so they did not cover. Which means we all picked the Buffs, as we always do.
Except for Aaron.
For Aaron, who's just a fool.
Who needs to stick to baseball.
He learned.
Stay on the mound. Stay in your lane. Number 1, Alabama at number 16, Arkansas. Bama was favored by 14. They won by 19, 49-30. We all took Arkansas like idiots, and Aaron picked Bama. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Actually, he picked Bama by 7, so he lost.
Well, Bama won by 19, so he didn't lose.
He messed his pick up. He worded it strangely. In
yeah. Okay.
Did he win or lose, though?
Basically, he was a lose-lose way he chose.
We're going to count it as an L.
We're going to throw an L at him.
Number 23, FSU at number 10, Miami. Miami was favored by 3, and they won by 1. And I'm sorry, FSU won by 1.
Did you even watch the game?
No, I did not watch this game, before being frank.
I didn't watch any games this weekend. I don't know why I'm on this podcast right now.
Son of a bitch.
No, it's, yeah. Yeah,
just. Dylan picked FSU. I picked FSU. So did Aaron. FSU, we all won. We're all champions. For my lock of the week, I picked Rutgers plus 28 versus Michigan. And I got to say, I love the way this one played out because Rutgers scored a total of 0 points and lost 78-0.
Wow.
Did you hear about...
That was my lock of the week. So what the...
Wait, so that was a terrible...
It was the worst pick in the history of gambling.
78.
You were off by 50 points?
Only 50.
You missed your lock of the week by 50. That's never happened.
Half before. Of 100.
That's never happened in the history of gambling.
So what do you get to do to him, Dylan?
Well, I don't know. Something needs to happen to me. Someone needs to assault me because that was so fucking bad.
That is an impressive.
I want to personally apologize to anybody who was stupid enough to follow that pick because holy shit. First of all, they were by halftime, they were toast. It was over. There's no way they were covering.
Yeah.
It's also Rutgers. 78? Rutgers is awful. I don't know what made you think they were going to possibly.
Dude, I tried to get cute. It was a mistake.
70, you missed your lock of the week by 50 points.
Anyway, Dylan picked Texas plus 11 versus OU.
I knew this would be a close game. I knew it would be.
Yeah, you were absolutely right.
I was right. Texas lost on the field, but they
won. It was a great game, though.
It should be noted, I'm 5-1 this year on my locks of the week. So
it should be noted. That's very impressive.
Like, listen to me, if you want.
I'm 1-1. So wait, one. Yeah. So
T-Bone, stop.
Say something about that, man.
Mind your business.
I'm actually 2-2 because I said my lock was Wisconsin winning and Wisconsin the under.
Aaron also picked the Red Sox to win the American League. They got knocked out. And. Aaron also picked Clemson at BC. What I don't even know what he picked. He won. He won his lock of the week, so he picked Clemson to cover against Boston College, and they did. We also have noted friend of the show, Fucking Wolf.
Fucking Wolf, yeah.
Who picked Stanford minus 7, and looks like they got the shit kicked out
of
them.
They got destroyed.
So me and Fucking Wolf really in the... In the wrong.
Yours is more impressive. Your L was
mine
more
is
impressive.
Very impressive. I was impressively stupid. Dylan, our great week for you all in all, though.
Thank you. Wait, man.
Who's this guy? Our guest. One other thing. Our guest, Aaron Barrett. We also asked him to pick who would win the American League. He selected the Red Sox. They were swept last night, and they are no longer in the playoff. So,
shouts to Big Poppy, man.
Aaron Barrett, thanks for coming on. Just don't take his bets.
Big Poppy,
if you're listening.
Is that dude, and he is listening. We know he's listening because he listens.
What a career. What a career.
What a guy. Just a good dude.
The large father.
He did steroids.
Yeah, but, you know.
You know what? If I have a chance to be a Major League Baseball player, 100% chance I'm juicing. 100% chance.
I'm not just juicing.
You're leaving money on the table.
I'm doing the blood spinning. I'm doing HGH. I'm doing everything.
What are the cups called? On your
cupping.
Cupping.
I'm going to cup my balls
off. That's legal. You're allowed to fucking do that.
You can cup, dude. Oh. Yeah, everybody can cup.
Michael Phelps is just doing this illegal thing that you can see all over his body during the Olympics.
Just for everyday life.
But in general, our degenerate friend Fucking Wolf is a fun guy to follow for picks. So you can follow him on Twitter at Fucking Wolf One with no G. With no G. Fucking Wolf One on Twitter. That's his handle. If he throws out random, he's not just doing college football. He throws out random picks for every sport, all of which are just weird. He'll bet women's basketball. If you're a huge degenerate, that's a follow for you.
It's really a sad story, though.
It is a sad story. It's a sad story that I love.
Oh,
like
yeah,
my favorite story.
To watch it, it's fun.
Yeah.
But if you are the Fucking Wolf, it's sad.
And things go. There's big ups and downs, as he told us when he was on the show.
He can be that dude betting on his son's Little League game.
Yes. And fighting the umpire for strikes and balls.
Yeah.
Also, follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Real quick, a word from our sponsor, Man Outfitters. You're obviously looking to dominate the tailgate scene this year, so we recommend checking out our sponsor, Man Outfitters, at manoutfitters.com for everything you could possibly need to look incredible on game day. From menswear to Yeti gear, Man Outfitters has you covered. You get 10% off your first order with the code CFB at checkout, as in college football, CFB. Put that in when you check out. Get 10% off your entire first order. The code expires October 31st. And now a word from some of our other podcasts here at Grandex Media.
What's up, guys? I'm Rob Fox from the Inside TFM podcast. You're going to love listening to all the fucked up college stories that occur every week on the Inside TFM podcast. Relive your glory days right through your ears.
That's right. We'll also be taking your calls, and you'll be hearing drunk, messed up stories and questions from our drunk listeners.
So listen to the Inside TFM podcast every Thursday right on iTunes.
All right, it's that special time of the week. This is my favorite part of the show, if we're being honest.
It's a fun part.
Like, talking about football is great, but I very much enjoy going into these hotline calls. And it's that, and we're doing it right now. Backdoor Cover Hotline, you can call us and ask us questions or rant or whatever. Please don't call us names. The number is 800-392-6344. Give us your name, your first name. You don't have to give us your full name. Some of you say illegal things. We don't want you to get arrested. Say your first name in school and hit us with a question or a take or whatever.
I want to hear Reese's voice because I want to know he's alive.
I don't know.
I want to hear that sweet,
I don't know
sweet
if you're
going to
get
Reese
that
voice.
That the wish is going to come true or not.
Who is Reese, just for me?
Okay, J-Bone. Reese is a recurring caller. He calls every week. He's a Texas fan.
Every week.
He lives here in Austin.
Starting week one.
And he is perpetually depressed and on the verge of taking his own life. And
because of UT football.
His self-worth seems to hinge on the success of the Texas football team.
Yeah.
And as you know, they are 2-3. So
yeah, well, also,
it's rough times.
He's also a Houston guy, and the Texans did not look particularly good on Sunday. So he's probably doubly upset right now, if I had to guess.
Of course, Texas lost to rival OU over the weekend. So it's Reese's
in a bad place.
Reese is in dire straits.
Yes.
Who did Houston lose to?
We
the
just
Vikings?
Want him to keep living.
Yes, this is the Vikings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I was talking to producer Mike before the show. We were supposed to have Reese on Thursday. Apparently, he has class at from like noon to 2, which is when we're supposed to be recording.
Yeah, that's a really easy get around. You just skip the
Reese,
class.
Just don't go to fucking class. You don't need class. What are you doing?
Dude, you don't need to go to class.
Dude, come on.
If you come on the show, you'll be making so much money gambling with us that you won't even need school.
Yeah, school's for idiots anyway, man.
School's for stupid people who need jobs. You don't need a job.
University
you're a gambler.
Of Texas education, like, it's not all... It's,
yeah, no, but that doesn't even look good on your resume.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, let's get the hotline number again one more time, 800-392-6344. All right, let's get into this week's first call.
Hi, Backdoor Cover. This is Sierra, the quote-unquote alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic, but I am still, like, pretty drunk. And, like, from, like, last night, I did end up losing the money, but I did get laid. But not with the boy. Ended up sleeping with his best friend. Yeah, it was a great night. But anyway, it's a crazy story. Yeah, I did make out with him, though. So, like, that's, like, you know, whatever. I did do that. But I didn't. Oh, my God, I'm lost. Yeah, I'm still kind of drunk. I'm trying to drive home from Virginia Tech. Go Huskies! Because I got fucking laid this weekend. Ah! Anyway, sorry. I'm still really drunk. Did a lot of blow this weekend. So, yeah. I took an Adderall so I could drive home back to Roanoke. Yeah, but yeah. So, I did lose the money, but I got the set. So, I took it out of my parents' bank account anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Like, I didn't really lose it, right? With my dad. Oh my God, I love this song. All right. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
I was a little worried that would end with, like, the sound of her car swerving off the road and then an explosion.
Where to even? That's an amazing phone call. First of all,
yes. Don't drive drunk ever.
We do not condone drinking and driving.
So she no. That let's make that clear. We do not endorse drunk driving
or sexual assault
or
any
cocaine.
Kind.
Or doing Adderall to just get through your day.
You can have sex with a mule, though, if it's, like, cool.
She lost her $500.
Okay, so this is the girl that called in last week, and she needed gambling advice because she was doing a bet with this guy that she wants to bone where they both put in $500, and we picked 17 games for them, I guess.
Yeah.
So she lost the $500.
We failed Sierra. But she had sex still, so she's happy.
But she had sex with the guy's best friend, not him.
But she did make out with him. She made out with a guy. Okay. She was drunk.
What kind of fucking podcast is this?
She did cocaine. She got high on cocaine. She made out with a guy, had sex with his best friend, lost $500, and drove while intoxicated, all in...
And then in a 24-hour period.
That's a full day.
And...
That's a full day.
Fuck it. It wasn't her money. It was her dad's.
Yeah, she didn't care. She had sex.
Sierra.
Doesn't matter. Had sex.
Now, how many...
Sierra, you wild, girl. You wild.
How many of those things that she
you
just said...
You are wild.
...do you guys take credit for?
All of it.
Yeah.
Except for the driving drunk. Wait, that's not us. We don't... No. We don't do
what
that.
What about the cocaine usage?
We don't... We did not encourage that either.
I'm not going to comment.
That's a full fucking day.
Yeah.
Sierra, you're living, girl.
But I'm going to say live a little slower, a little softer. Maybe space that shit out because we want you around for a long time.
Sierra, come to Austin and we'll bring you in studio. We don't have cocaine here, but we'll have a good time.
We'll get a bowl for you.
Yeah.
Sierra is J-Bones.
BYOC.
Girl of the week.
God damn it.
Sierra, great phone call. What song was she playing at the end there? I couldn't hear it.
It had to have been Closer.
I hope not.
Call us and tell us what
there's
song.
No way it was any song, but Closer.
I have to know what song you were drunk drive listening to.
Next phone call.
Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is Sierra?
Hey, this is Houston, Texas. We lost. We did it. We lost. I'm in Dallas at the game, and we didn't win. We suck. I can't even eat the fried food at the state fair. It's just... I'm stomach sick. I don't know what to do.
Oh, this dude.
I'm not a Texas fan anymore.
What?
I'm going for the Buffs. I'm going
He's
for Houston.
For the Buffs.
You know, I think I'm gonna go for the Hurricanes because I like Ultra 2 Dan. I'm announcing my fanship.
Ultra 2 Dan.
I'm ending it. Bye, Texas. Bye forever.
Okay, so
Reese is alive for now.
Reese denounced his Texas fanship and is now a Buffs fan and a Miami fan because he likes Ultra.
Hold on, first of all, he was crying. Reese is crying. He's so distraught and upset that he couldn't eat the fried food at the Texas State Fair.
That's as low as it gets.
That's sad.
Because that's comfort food,
that's
man.
That's comfort food, you're right.
It's supposed to make you happy.
Reese, God, I don't even know what to say to you anymore. I feel for you. I'm a Texas fan, too, and I feel for you.
Bring your ass in here on Thursday, dude.
Yeah, skip class, man.
If you're going to end up killing yourself anyway, you don't need those credits. You just come in.
You don't need to pass this class, Reese.
That class is not important. Okay. All right, we got another phone call
from
Reese.
I think Reese calls again.
We're gonna listen to that one now.
Hey, it's... Reese from Texas. Am I bad luck? Like, what is it with me? First it was my Longhorns. Then I called and said I was going to be a Miami fan. They lost. But the Buffs fan, they lost. And I'm from Houston, so I was kind of their fan, and they lost. All four of my teams today. All of them. I just need someone to talk to. Micah, call me back. Someone. I'll give y'all an update later. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, apparently he never called back after that one, so that was it, and it is possible.
Micah,
that...
you didn't call him back.
Holy shit, he asked
Mike,
for producer
needed
Micah
you.
To
he
call
was,
him
like,
back.
Desperate.
He immediately switched to being a Miami fan. And
they
Miami lost.
And then a Buffs fan, and the Buffs lost.
And the Buffs lost.
Then he's from Houston, so he says he was like, you know, he has some emotional attachment to U of H. They lost. And then
his Texans got
pummeled. This is still Saturday. Texans got the shit kicked out of him.
The next day.
It's pretty clear to me what's going on here, and it's that Reese is an omen. Him being a fan of your squad is not what you want.
God.
Holy shit.
I don't know what to say.
I don't either.
I just want his teams to win so badly just for him.
Yeah, I don't think things are going to turn around.
I want good things to happen to Reese.
I just don't know.
He wanted Micah to call him back. It's a hotline. Micah's not going. It's not like he's calling Micah's phone. He's calling a hotline.
Oh God!
Reese, right. Don't ever stop calling. So don't kill yourself because we want you to keep calling.
We got one more. Let's listen to it.
Hey, boys, this is Carl calling from the great state of North Carolina. I've got a two-part football question for you. First one, what is your favorite song, Blackout Tailgate 2? Personally, I like a little bit of Molly Hatchet, you know, a little standard background, but That's just me. What's yours? And secondly, what are the chances of North Carolina, UNC, to the plebeians out there, making it to a ACC championship and actually competing with Clemson? Quite frankly, I think that it's impossible, but let's see what you boneheads think. All right, boys.
Fuck it. What was his name?
Love the accent. What was his name?
It was Carl.
Carl.
Is this Carl?
I wonder if it's Carl, the leader in our pool.
No, that can't be Carl.
I don't know. Who knows? Crazy Carl, man.
Wow, that's a great accent. North Carolina.
What's your favorite drunk tailgating song?
Since the asset, I've been thinking, running through my head. I don't know. I don't have nothing comes directly to mind.
Mine is Thunderstruck.
Okay.
Do you ever play the game that goes along with that?
Yes, every time.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, the game is that every time they say the word Thunderstruck, you stand in a circle with a bunch of people, every one of you has a beer, full beer, fresh beer, and the first person to go starts chugging. The next person starts the second that they say the word Thunderstruck, and the first person stops, and so on and so on. But every round, somebody gets fucked because there's like a 1.5 minute gap between Thunderstrucks. Anyway, you get really drunk. We do it at Texans games because it's the only way to survive watching the team on the field. But yeah, mine's Thunderstruck.
Great pick.
I was in a game of Thunderstruck that had about probably 20 people in it, and I had a Four Loko. Like, there's no way I'm going to get Thunderstruck, right? There's 20 people.
And you got
it. And I got Thunderstruck, and I chugged it, and it was awesome. And then I went out in the backyard and just puked all of it up.
Whoa, tailgate hero over here.
Yeah.
Fucking J-Bone.
J-Bone. That's a good pick. Thunderstruck's a good pick.
Yeah, I like Roxanne, too. It's the same exact thing as Thunderstruck, but you drink every time. You rotate every time they say Roxanne.
Yeah, but that's pretty
so
low
creative.
Key.
So creative, Jared. Every time they say Roxanne, you got a drink.
You know what else? My second favorite tailgate song is Nelly Country Grammar.
Oh, that's just a classic. That's before J-Bone's time.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
What?
What is that? Like Nelly Furtado? I'm like a bird.
Oh,
I want to fly
up.
Away.
Shut up.
That's my favorite tailgate song now that you mentioned it. Fly like a bird, Nelly Furtado.
I'm like
Reese
a bird.
Reese needs to listen to that right about now. You know?
That's a really uplifting tune.
Reese needs...
Yeah, I don't want him to fly away in like the bad sense, like fly away from your troubles, that kind of sense.
Reese's upbeat,
not fly up to the
man.
Heavens.
You know who else wanted to fly away was Jenny and Forrest Gump.
Yeah, she did. She never got to. Though.
God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far away.
She flew away with. She had a rough time.
She did heroin.
With the needle.
She died of AIDS.
Also hung with the Black Panthers, which was an interesting move for a white girl.
She gone.
Anyway, yeah. Then she got AIDS and died. R.I.P. Jenny. Shouts to Jenny. Shouts to Little Forrest.
Little Forrest. Yeah, smart. Yeah. Smart kid.
Very smart.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment that they've never heard.
What segment's that?
It's, let me look. The Bone Zone! Okay, now, Micah, after in post-production, I want you to put in the Monster Mash right after that, and then over the Monster Mash.
We don't have the rights to that song.
What?
We don't have the rights to that song.
Oh, let the man speak his dream.
Yeah, and then over the Monster Mash, I want you to put an audio clip of somebody like playing the xylophone on a skeleton's ribcage. You know what I'm talking
about? But it has to be real.
Like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, I get it. Like the Bone Zone.
Yeah, yeah. The Bone Zone.
Yeah, I thought it was bone.
There's different intros we use for different situations.
Who's we?
What other situation would it be? You're just talking about the Bone Zone.
Dude, the Bone Zone. What? The Bone Zone has a lot of different applications.
Okay, well, I think we can get that xylophone bone thing for you, but we definitely can't play Monster Mash.
Okay, well, can we play like a comparable song? Whatever. The
also,
xylophone thing is
kind of
cool.
You get a 5-minute intro to your section. Just fucking talk about whatever it is you're supposed to talk about.
Hey, you're being a Bone Zone bozo right now.
Let's not make that happen, please.
Yeah. So the Bone Zone is where we bet on the Wednesday night game because it's the game that's in between our two podcasts.
Oh, shit. I have a general comment for you right now.
Yeah.
Your T-shirts are too small. They're not flattering on you.
Oh, God.
You're and this is okay to say. You've called yourself this. Skinny fat.
I was skinny fat when I started working here.
No, you're just fat?
I'm not. What's fat but not like.
Let's call you sloppy.
Yeah.
You're sloppy.
Yeah, I'm sloppy. Like, it's clear that I know that I look like this, but I just don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sloppy. You like to say trash.
You have the genetics to be, like, you're a skinny guy, but like, genetically.
Yeah.
But you're trying real hard not to be a skinny guy.
Yeah.
You know? That like, describes you pretty well.
If I guarantee you, if I worked out 3 days a week for a month straight, I'd probably lose 15 pounds at least.
At least. I don't think so.
You saw me when I started working here. I've gained 20 pounds since I started working here.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that
gut.
What the fucking Bone Zone segment's about? Your weight? Are we going to talk about your fucking weight every week? Your general hygiene?
Okay, now it's time for the Bone Zone.
Okay. What is the Wednesday night game that we are betting on?
The Wednesday night game. App State versus the University of Louisiana Lafayette at Cajun Field in Lafayette, Louisiana. The Mountaineers.
Holy shit,
of
that's
Appalachian
exciting.
State are favored by 10 points.
What?
Yeah. You might know the Raging Cajuns from their 4 overtime loss earlier this year to Tulane. It's a very long game, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. No, I recall.
You might know Appalachian State from their Tennessee near victory.
I do know them from that.
Yeah.
So Bone, Jay Bone, who do you pick in this game, personally?
Well, Jay Bone doesn't stand for cultural appropriation. the Raging Cajuns, guys?
Yeah, that's racist as,
we get
as
it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Cajuns, like the French people in Louisiana. Wouldn't you be raging, too, if Italians took your delicious Cajun spices and stuck them in Alfredo sauce?
Okay.
That is double inception
racism.
Appropriation.
Okay.
And they're pissed about that. They've been pissed about that for like a long time.
So you think what is your pick?
Raging Cajuns plus 24.
It's App State minus 10.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying the Raging Cajuns are going to win this game by 24.
No one says it that way.
That's just not even how
gambling
lines work.
Work like that.
It's you can't. What
is this? The Ross Zone or the Dylan Zone? This is the Bone Zone.
Okay, so
you can't make up your own.
I'm
shit.
Making a new line that is going to be the
you
thing.
You can't reset a Vegas line on your
in
own.
The, why don't they consult me first to put the fucking line in place?
In the game in which the Louisiana Lafayette is favored by is plus 10.
Yes, I'm saying
you are saying UL Lafayette minus 24.
Okay, let me say it in a way that you Bone Zone bozos can understand. The Raging Cajuns are going to win this game
by 24 points.
By 24 or more points.
Okay,
so outright.
Fucking idiot.
And then by at least 24 points.
I'm taking Appalachian State to win by 10 or more points, minus 10.
We have to cut the Bone Zone after this.
This is the last Bone Zone. The first and last
the
Bone
first,
Zone.
The first of many Bone Zones. We'll see how the Bone Zone's pick goes.
You know how we were talking about earlier about doing that whole thing for the intro where we find all that stuff? Let's cancel all that because I just don't think it's going to be worthwhile.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
taking
no,
the Raging
no,
Cajuns
no.
in this one.
So you're going Raging Cajuns with the normal line, not the Bone Zone special line.
I will
of,
take the standard Vegas line of 10.
Hey, guys, can you please use the Bone Zone line?
No,
Jared, because that wouldn't make any goddamn sense. You couldn't J-Bone. Find...
J-Bone.
Yeah, Ross lost by 50 points, so what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I still took the appropriate line.
J-Bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to dial it back, you know?
Listen to the man. He's giving you advice.
I wish those horses fucking got you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the Bone Zone! And J-Bone's lock of the week.
You changed the line by 34 points. It's your lock of the week. Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you're either on the bone train or you're off.
Dude. I jumped off a long time
ago. Dylan just summarized. You changed the line by 34 points. Anyway, that's it. That's it. We're done. The show's over. I don't have any shouts after that. I can't shout anybody.
Shouts to Dan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dan, stay safe, man. Bring us back a shark tooth necklace.
Shouts to Danny Boy in South Africa. Shouts to the Buffs, still undefeated against the spread, making all of our listeners that sweet, sweet cash.
Shouts to Reese, man.
Shouts to Reese.
Always shouts to Reese.
Even though, I'll say this, no more shouts to Reese if he does not come in here on Thursday.
True.
Skip that freaking class.
We will not take your calls anymore, Reese.
Yeah, who are you going
like
to talk
that?
To then, Reese?
How you like me now? Shouts to Sierra and the dude she had sex with.
Sierra.
Yeah. Shouts to
kids
the
kids out there having sex. Crazy.
Shouts to the Pleasant Cajuns, the appropriate name for this folk.
Shouts to Sierra's drug dealer.
Yeah. Shouts selling coke to the kids, man.
That's it. Hit us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Write us a review. We'll read some more reviews on Thursday. We've got some good ones. Check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network. Follow us on Twitter @BackdoorCover. Again, we've got the Pick'em Pool pinned to the top of our Twitter feed, so twitter.com/backdoorcover to get in there and play with us this week. Also, once again, we need to talk to you a little bit about mybookie.ag, where you should be going to place all your bets for this weekend. Get in on this Wednesday night game with us, too.
With it's the plus 24 line in favor of the Cajuns.
I doubt that they offer that one, but... I know, I'm saying
can
I doubt that they offer
points, yeah, an option.
I doubt that they offer those odds, but you could probably just take plus 10.
Buy the hook to plus 24.
I don't think that's a thing. Again, it's mybookie.ag. Get in there. If you miss kickoff, you can bet live. They're going to give you 100% match your deposit with 100% bonus. So if you put in 100 bucks, they'll give you 100 bucks. You'll have 200 bucks. So join now, hit mybookie.ag and get that 100% deposit bonus by using the promo code backdoor. That's one word, backdoor, to activate that offer. Visit mybookie.ag today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS, like bets. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert. 2 weeks in a
export
row.
Export your videos.
Expert or rookie.
You got to check out my bookie.
You do. Sign up today.
Tell them J-Bone sent you.
That's it for us this week. Send us emails at backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. Call the hotline. Hit us on Twitter. Tell us what you thought about the fucking Bone Zone.
J-Bone.
Out. My God.
That's not going to be a recurring thing.
We're killing
that.
If you do that every week, we won't have any more listeners. We're done here.
You'll cut your mic.